scared me for a minute there. I was digging for Terminator photos and I looked on the near side Terminator and I didn't see any. It's on the far side.
Yeah, Stu and I were looking at the same thing. We're just about 30 seconds ahead of you.
Okay. Once of Aitken on the far side, okay. Aitken and Ibn Hayyan, I think, or something like that. Jabber, Ibn Hayyan, yeah. Across the attack A area again, and it doesn't seem to be any, if there's a bright crater, a recent crater in the annulus, in that dark annulus, the southern part of Serenitatis, it shows up again as that kind of blue-gray brightness, as opposed to the tannish brightness of the bright craters in Serenitatis. There still is no apparent Wrinkle Ridge. There's no color tone or differentiation in the Wrinkle Ridge area in this part of it. The only differentiation and it looks like south of TAC A, you get the same color tone variation that carries on over into Tranquilitatis. When you get up to the TAC A area, from TAC A up to Mello, I wish I could remember the name of that crazy crater.
How about Menelaus?
Menelaus, that's it, yeah. From TAC A up to Menelaus now, the that's got to be a buildup of material, and it's more on the tan side than it is on the, more of a dark tan than it is to the tannish gray. So it's a different type of material than on the annulus down below the crater TAC A.
Okay, Ronnie, you saying this is sort of a annular plateau then that stretches across between TAC A and Menelaus?
Yes, it is. It's an annular plateau in there, and the plateau has got to have been coming from those rills down, that are down in there.
Okay, do those, maybe you've already said this, do those wrinkle ridges cross the color boundaries?
No, I can't find a wrinkle ridge that crosses the color boundary. The wrinkle ridges are out in Serenitatis itself, and there is no color boundary on the western edge of Serenitatis. It's all the same.
Okay. Well, those sound like super good observations,
over,
Ron.
I'm just passing over Sulpicius Gallus now. And just beyond Sulpicius Gallus is out in the Mare Tranquilitatis itself. And it looks like you could, it's either a Talus slope. You know, you've got a general slope of the Messite coming down, and then it changes slope a little bit, and it looks like you have a finer grain material. And that might be what we have at one time or another called a high water mark. But I kind of believe that's just a talus change in the slope as you're going down there, and the fine-grained material somehow developing down there at the bottom. But as soon as you cross that area, we're going west now from Sapicius Gallus. Again, we've got kind of the same tannish, a dark tan material that essentially covers the highland, or this this highland type of an area here. It's a hummocky type material. There are a few rills just north of Spicus Gallus. Those rills, again, have the dark tan material on it, about the same as the same color tones that you pick up from Tankay to Melanase.
Okay, sounds great. Keep talking. We'll cue you as the flight plan events come up.
Okay. Caldera, sure fascinating. I'll try to take a quick look at the binocs on that one. Binocs, and I can't find the grade. There it is. Pictures will kind of confirm a little bit of a topographic rise around the D caldera, just a slight one, and it's about half the width of the if you look at the D, it's a half the width of the D, not the height but the width, and it seems to be a raised flat rim around it. The color of the raised bumps down in the D caldera are the same as the surrounding material around there. The bumps that are raised up are smooth looking, and the depression part of it has to be a caldera, I guess, or at least the part of the depression anyhow, is a light bluish gray, I'll call it that way. Very light bluish gray.
Hey, Ron, I'm not suggesting you do, because it's probably trouble to find. Have you tried the color wheel, comparing it on any of this stuff?
No, I haven't. Let me try. That's a good idea, though. I'll try that. See what I can come up with on that thing.
Well, don't go to a lot of trouble. I never got around to it, but you might peg down some of these colors a little better. Particularly when you were talking last night about on the backside on one of those
passes
about the green.
Yeah.
Okay, you're about 7 seconds away from we're wanting the recorder on, Ron. Any time here is fine.
Okay, recorder, let's see, is on. Verify radar is on, remote HF, okay.